presentation on the preamble. And we would like to make just a few comments on the preambular part that substantially is very good. First of all, the issue that the convention usually starts with the sentence guided by the principle and purposes of the United Nations. And this sentence is missed in the preambular part. So we suggest adding it. Another comment is this one. Not only states will be party to the convention, for what we have understood, but also other stakeholders, such as international organizations. Hence, the best option is to say parties and non-state parties, as it is done also in other treaties, like, for example, the 1998 Aarhus Convention of the European Commission, which is a convention on access to information, public participation in decision-making, and access to justice and environmental matters. It's just an example. Then, as we've said previously in our statement made before in the other session, in the second paragraph, the obstacles to the realization of the right to development for us should be stronger, naming also other important obstacles. And I repeat, international cooperation still applied with conditions, the unfair international trading system and regulated finance, the adverse bilateral and multilateral investment agreements, the property and intellectual rights, the asymmetries of power in global governance and decision making, especially in the Bretton Woods institution, and the unequal access to information and technology, the external debt of developing countries and least developed countries, the unilateral coercive measure, the dumping of toxic and dangerous products and waste, the international crime, terrorist, corruption, lack of democracy, lack of participation, lack of education, also on human rights and gender inequalities. Another important issue for us is this one, that the preamble does not mention the right to self-determination, when there is instead a clear article on the Declaration on Right to Development on it. And also the role of women in development is missing in the preambular part, as well as issues related to the globalization that is really an important component that nowadays determines also the implementation of the right to development. So a referral also to the issue of globalization we think can be proper in the preambular part. And then I can't remember now who was the distinguished delegate, I think from the Russian Federation, who mentioned that there is not a clear definition of development in all the draft convention and also in Article 3, but in the preamble is not really mentioned. So I think that we should define development as a development capable, according to the Declaration of Right to Development, of course, for us as APG23 and our network in the declaration, the part spiritual is missing anyway on the holistic concept of development. But apart this one, it should be stressed in the preambular part and also in the articles then, in Article 3, that we speak of a development capable of respecting and preserving the environment and meeting the needs of present and future generation. This concept is fundamental, is reflected already in Article 22 of the draft, but it should be put, according to our opinion, also in the preambular part. Thanks very much.